Ryan, congratulations. I mean, a win in the Premier League is huge, but a win against Arsenal feels just that little bit bigger.
Last season we were 3-0 up at home and they came back and drew 3-3 with us and we thought we were hard done by. And I think this season, away from home, we didn't really do well against them and just we needed to put it right. And I didn't think we deserved to go 1-0 down. It was a sloppy goal to concede again, but we've been doing it recently where we go down in games and we come back, so it shows good character. The lads are sticking together, fighting, competing, and I think that's massive, the 3 points going into the next couple of games coming up, because I think if you lose this game, obviously every game's a must-win game, but it just gives you that little bit of confidence and a little bit of leeway just to go to the next game and just play our game.
How did you turn the game today in your favour?
Working hard. I think if you always work hard, we weren't great on the ball today. I thought they done well pressing us, but I just think off the ball, I thought we pressed them. We made them make a lot of mistakes. They didn't really do much on our goal, and I think once we did get the chances, we took them. That's massive in the Premier League. Recently, we've been having about 25 shots a game, and we've been scoring maybe two goals. But today, it's sometimes nice when you just get a couple shots and you just take them straight away. It gives you confidence.
The goals have been coming for you in recent weeks. I don't know if you're aware, but that was actually your first Premier League assist today.
No. But do you know what? I feel like I should have had more. I mean, West Ham, I think I should have had two for Benny and Kingies. They're not. Sometimes people get assists for. So I'm like, I don't know, ricochet and it falls to someone, you're like, oh, get an assist. But for me, it seems right now I need to put like a perfect ball in for somebody to put it in. So I think that's me got four goals, one assist now, considering I haven't played a lot. Obviously, I played a lot last month, but this season I haven't really played a great deal. So it's given me a lot of confidence. And if I can just keep performing and getting some goals and assists and just win, that's all I can ask for.
Unbeaten now in five. Does it feel like the tide is moving back in Bournemouth's direction at such an important point of the season?
Yeah, I mean, we went through that run where we were playing well but weren't getting the results. And I think today we didn't play well but we got results. So sometimes that happens. But I just think now we can just go into the West Ham game and not feel the nerves, just play our game. And if we play our game and just go for it, and just try and score as many goals as we can. I know it's easy to say, but we had 26 shots against them in the home game and we draw 3-3 and we should have won the game. But I just think we can go there and we can do really well against them.
John Williams, who is co-commentating for us on BBC Radio Solent, remarked in commentary that you're fast moving towards being a very strong contender for Bournemouth player of the season.
A long way to go, yeah. Like I said, I missed half the season, so I'm just going to keep doing my best. I see myself as a guy that just keeps his head level. I don't go and read stuff and all that, no offense, but I'll just do what I'm doing, take it as it comes, and at the end of the season, we'll see what it takes me.
Okay, well, don't listen to BBC Radio 7 in the weeks ahead then, because you might hear more praise from him, Ryan. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Nice one.
Cheers.